Salt.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning, folks. Thanks for joining us here at Coach Dave Live, Pastor Salt of Brighty on TV. Doing something a little bit different today. I had an event at our ministry center, Sky High Ministry Center here in Ohio this weekend. And I on my morning show, which it goes every weekday morning at 7 a.m., CoachDaveLive.com, I laid out what we had done. And it was so powerful in the way that we did it that really I want to try to compact and play for you some of the highlights from this morning's show. And to understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And that if we will just simply stand up and fight and push back, that we're going to be successful in turning this thing around. It's not politics, folks. It's morality. It's truth. It's justice. It's in the American way. So we'll be right back. And you're going to watch a replay of the show that I did early this morning. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Karen Kingston here. I'm here at Brighteon TV, and I strongly encourage you to tune in to all their stations. Why? Because if you want to learn about truth, America, and God, this is the channel to tune into. Thank you so much. God bless America.
Hey friends, Gene Ho here. You probably hear me on Brighteon Radio on Fridays at 4:30, but here's the interesting thing. I am the new editor-in-chief of George. So if you go to georgeonline.com, all we want is put in your email. As soon as we get all these issues out, we'll give you a notice in your email. So go to georgeonline.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Hi everybody, Doug Billings here from The Right Side. Hey, if you want to have your own daily dose of intellectual maturity, join me every Tuesday night on Brighty on TV. For the Republic, believe it. Cheers.
Well, I'm kind of catching my breath here this morning, or kind of still basking in the afterglow, however I would say it. In fact, I can have a hard time even saying it. And I want to say to our Brighty on followers, watchers, you're going to see a tape segment from what we did on my morning show this morning. I do a morning show every day at CoachDaveLive.com, and we call it a huddle. Been doing it for almost 7 years every morning, and just some things on my heart that I want to share with both my Coach Dave Live audience and the Brighteon audience. So if this thing's a little bit choppy or doesn't seem like it, and some points maybe kind of flows together, it's because I'm trying to create, I got something I want to say to both groups today. I just pray that you would bear with me as we do this. We had a wonderful weekend up at Sky High. Wonderful weekend. And for some of you out there say, what? What are you talking about? You had a wonderful weekend at Sky High. Well, I had a gathering. And good job there, Mr. Producer, throwing up on the screen just a gathering of some guys we had at our ministry center, Sky High Ministry Center. And I made a call a couple weeks ago, and I just invited some guys. And really what I wanted it to be, I just wanted it to be some local guys, just some local guys to get together and say, okay, after the election and everything, where do we go? What's our next step? What is it that we're supposed to do? So I invited, I maybe invited 15 guys, only because I thought they were local. And the next thing I knew, Clay wanted to come in from Tennessee, and guys wanted to come in from far-flung places. They wanted to be part of it, and our numbers grew and grew and grew to the point where, I don't know, I never really got a final count, but probably maybe in the neighborhood of 40 people ended up coming, spending the weekend. We ate a lot of great food, as you can see there. Our buddy Clay did some cooking. We had some great Ritburger meats, donated meat ribs for us. I mean, it was absolutely a wonderful, wonderful time. And we wanted to get together and try to strategize about where is it we are going and how do we do it? How do we move forward? Why are we such prisoners to the political system? A political system that clearly does not have the interests of Christians at heart. Folks, we all know this, right? And we're so overwhelmed, we go and vote, and voting doesn't matter anymore. Will you admit that with me today? Voting doesn't matter anymore, friends. If you vote, you know what you get? You get somewhere down the line a somebody connected to George Bush. Somebody say amen. Somewhere down the line, you get somebody connected to Dick Cheney or Donald Rumsfeld. Somebody say amen, okay, right? And we know this. A lot of the mess that we find ourselves in right now began, it's been out there a long time, but can we tell the truth? It began with George H.W. Bush, right? And Billy Clinton, and they're great buddies today, and it's spread on over. We just get rid of Bill Clinton if we can just get us a conservative in there. And we go out there, and we try to get hold of Mitt Romney and John McCain, right? And the whole time we're out here fighting, pushing back, trying to do the right thing, trying to believe in Republicanism, knowing that if the Republicans get in there, we got a chance. If we get the Republicans in there, we get Donald Trump in there, and all of a sudden, make America great again. And the next thing we know, boom, that thing's thrown on top of its head, because really our candidates are selected, not elected. Somebody say amen. You're a big boy and girl out there. You understand, right? We really, really, really have very, very, very little control over who our elected officials are. Really, we do. We know that, right? And so here we are again, say, God, we voted. We voted in that red wave. And that red wave didn't appear. So I kind of had a premonition. I thought that the red wave would appear. By the way, it probably did. The red wave probably did appear. But see, now they're doing everything they can. Hey, friends, let me ask you this very simple question. Can anything good happen when they're still counting votes 4 days after the election? Can anything good be going on, right? I mean, I don't care which side, Republican, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Can you imagine going out and playing a football game or a baseball game or any kind of game and not knowing the score till 4 days later? You're home, you've washed your uniform, you're getting the scabs off your arms, and you still don't know whether you won or lost. It's a banana republic. And it's a banana republic by design. That's what they've done to us. So I said, I'm going to get a bunch of guys together, and we're just going to kind of strategize, and we're going to figure out, how do we move forward from here? How do we move forward? Do we move forward politically? Do we go and argue? Do we go fight politically? Or do we just simply return to our churches, get on our knees, bend over, and pray for the rapture? Well, I don't do either one of those things. There's not anything in me. So I again invited these people, that sounds like Ross Perot, you people. I invited some friends to come. We had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Ate a lot of food, argued, nobody punched anybody, although probably wanted to at certain times. Emotions were raw. And you know, it kind of all concluded at the end of the meeting, the last meeting on Sunday morning. I think with some of the guys who came all weekend really weren't even there Sunday morning. I want to take you there to what we talked about on Sunday morning. But I want us to understand this. If we understood the story of Gideon's army, that's found in, where's Gideon's army? Find that for me. Pull that up there for me real quick, Spence, because this just popped into my head. Gideon's army. And what was the problem with Gideon's army? Is that Judges? I don't, it's not Judges. I should know. My brain's spinning. We'll get it. It's not Judges. It's not Judges, is it? Anyway, what was the problem?
Judges Ultimately, 7.
Say it again. Judges 7.
Yes, Judges 7.
Okay, look, yeah, thank you. So Spencer, pull that up, because this was the message that came out at the end of the meeting. And this is the message that I'm saying both to my Coach Dave Live audience this morning and the Brighteon audience. I feel this is so much of an issue that I'm trying to do two shows in one, trying to reach two audiences in one. So those of you who are watching this right now, again, this is a tape of my morning show, because what I'm about to say, I don't think I can say it twice, okay? And it's important we understand it, okay? So Gideon's army, at the conclusion of our meeting, all these wonderful, well, I'm telling you, folks, wonderful, wonderful men. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful men showed up. Just who? Famous men? I mean, highfalutin attorneys and legislators and business owners? Yeah, there were some of those. But they're just Joe Sixpack, man. Guys that just go to work every day and every weekend and work their asses off and do the best thing that they can to raise their families and support their church and support their friends. Just salt of the earth guys in a room. And we said, boys, what are we going to do? Because, you know, the reality of it is, what probably has to be done, none of us really want to do. We're trying to avoid it at all costs. And one of the discussions that we had during this meeting was, how do we increase our numbers? Do we do it by billboards, marketing? Can I tell you the truth, folks? The church don't want anything to do with us. Somebody out there, put your thumb up. Because I know this, that those of you who have gone to your pastor and said something like, hey, pastor, could we maybe have Coach Dave come in and talk about the Salt and Light Brigade and what they're doing? You get crushed like a bug. Not really. They don't crush you like a bug. They get one of those spray things. Remember how you spray things to keep people away from you? Your pastor gets one of those spray things, and he sprays you every time you start mentioning stuff like that. And so men are frustrated. Listen, I'm giving fair warning to pastors out there. Men are so frustrated with you, pastor, that they're ready to leave. They are ready to leave. But they don't want to leave because they want to serve the Lord, but you ain't doing it. Now, wait a minute. You're not letting them serve the Lord. You're not. You may think you're serving the Lord. But the truth is, our pastors, our generals, our leaders, they're just afraid they're going to make somebody mad. That's all it is. They're just trying to pat on place. They're just trying to, underneath, they're running in place. They're jogging on the treadmill, just somehow trying to make it to eternity. And pastors, your men are frustrated. And so as we were concluding at the end of the session, Sunday morning, some guys had already gone home. They'd been there all weekend. Some of them, they drove from Buffalo, New York. They drove from clear down in Tennessee. They drove from clear out west. They came from everywhere. And others who wanted to come. And I feel bad because I didn't open it up to more people to come. But the reality of it is, the guys who were there were there. They were there and they cared. But you know what? For the most part, they didn't have any confidence. The question that we would all ask ourselves as we sit here, even this morning on the 14th day of November 2022, the question we would ask ourselves is, well, what can I do? What can I do? And so the desire to somehow go out there and pluck somebody, go find us a quarterback. If we can just find a good quarterback, that's all we need. Or if we can just find us some cheerleaders, if we could just go get more people who stand on the sidelines and cheer with us as we fight, if we can just do, and in a sense, it broke my heart. Because as I sat there and I looked around the room, and those of you who were there will know that I said this many times throughout the weekend, I kept coming back to it. We don't need anybody else. We don't need anybody else. What we have is what we have. Boom. This is who we are. Why do I want to go out and recruit some other people who are already afraid and brainwashed? Why do I want more of those? Because I'm going to take you to Gideon, pull Gideon up there. Folks, this is really, really important that you understand this. That Gideon's army started out with a whole bunch of people, about 33,000. I'm going to show you. Stay with me. I'm talking to you, every one of you who are looking at me right now. Huh? Are you all in? You? Because it doesn't matter how many we go get, how many people we pack the stands with. Are you all in? So Gideon shows up and he's going to fight against Jerubbaal. And Gideon's got about, 33,000 men. And he says, Lord, this is us, right? We're sitting in this room at Sky High. Say, Lord, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Lord, we need more players. We got to go get, how do we go get more players? Make billboards? Do we make billboards? Do we go to our pastors? How do we go? How do we do it, Lord? Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him up at Sky High, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moriah in the valley. So there they are all up at Sky High saying, what are we going to do? And the Lord said to Coach Dave, the people that are with you are too many. See, he didn't say, Gideon, go get some more guys. He said, Gideon, get rid of some of those folks. Anybody seeing this but me? He said, you got too many. Because you know what you got? You got you a team full of people who will not lay it on the line. Gideon, if you go to war with all those people out there who just want to put on a uniform and play on a team, you are going to get your hind end kicked, Gideon, the Lord said. So here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to call play, Gideon. I want you to call play. I want you to take all those guys down. And get them gathered around you. I'm telling you the story. Spencer's scrolling it for you. But here's what he said to him. He said, you got too many guys. He said, first thing I want you to do is I want you to go down to those guys and say, hey, boys, if your heart ain't in this, going home. It's okay. I'm not going to be mad at you. We're getting ready to fight a fight. And I got to know who's with us and who's against us. And if your heart really isn't in this, you can go on home. And look what happened. Whoever is a fearful and afraid, verse 3, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead. And they returned of the people 22, two-thirds of the guys who said they were in this battle left. Do you see that? 22,000 left. And there remained 10,000. Now, do you get the picture? Can you imagine that? You're in the locker room and you're getting ready to run out on the field and take on some team that you know is a good team. And the coach gets up in front of him and says, hey, listen, boys, that's a good team we're playing. And by the way, if you're afraid of them, you go ahead, take your helmets, go on home. And two-thirds of the locker room empties. Imagine that. That's what happened. And so those 10,000 are looking around saying, geez, what do we do now? We lost everybody. It all seemed good, except the Lord said to Gideon, hey, you still got too many, Gideon. Right there, verse 4. And he said unto Gideon, you still got too many. Do you believe this? See, Gideon wants to build his team. The Lord wants to thin the ranks. Yeah, do you see this, folks? And so there we are sitting at Sky High, and everybody wants more people. We need more people. And Gideon was saying the same thing. The Lord said, no, get rid of this guy, and 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 this guy. He says, the people are yet too many. take them down to the water, and I'm going to try them there for you, he said. And here's what I'm going to do. He said, now you tell those guys to go down and get a drink of water, and you get out your cell phone, Gideon, and you film them, Gideon, and you film them. And the ones who go down there, put their head down in the water, I'm going to stand up here, man, and lap the water like a dog. He said, you tell those guys to go on home. Verse 6, tell them going home. He said, Gideon, here's what I want you to do, Lord, Coach, or Gideon. He says, here's what I want you to do. He says, I want you to go down there, and I want you to watch those ones who cup the water with their hand, and they drink it out of their hand, and their eyes are up because they're looking for the enemy every time. Even when they're drinking water, they're looking for the enemy. He says, there's your boys.
Boom.
There's your boys. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300. 33,000, and they were looking for more. And God said, dude, you better thin those ranks. You better thin them. And so the Lord thinned them for him. By the way, the Lord's thinning them for us right now. And there we were sitting around on Sunday morning, I think it was. And I said, we don't need any more. Are you kidding me? We got Bob Evans. We got Judd. What? We need more? We got Phil. We got Clay. We got Mike. What do you mean we need some, but we don't need any more? Right there in that room. We got enough guys.
Boom.
And the Lord said, hey, get in by the 300 men that lapped. I'm going to save you, dude. You don't need all them other people. And he said, I'm going to deliver the Democrats and the Republicans into your hand and let all the other people go, every man into his place. So the people took their victuals in their hands and their trumpets, and they all went out, 300 of them. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, because the only thing that Gideon was able to do is he was able to shine light and make noise. That's all they did. They shone the light, and they hit on their pots. They shone light, and they made noise. And what happened? The enemies slew themselves. So I want to encourage you today. I try to always be an encourager. I never coached a game in my life as a high school football coach. College baseball, I coached college baseball. I coached girls basketball. I coached wrestling. I never in my whole life ever played a game that at the beginning I didn't think we'd win. I always thought we would win. Somehow, some way, the Lord's going to make a way. We're going to win this thing. We're going to win this thing. I don't know how it will happen. They'll fumble. We'll block a punt. They'll jump off sides. I know they're really good. I know they have a polished team. I know they got a lot more players than we do. I understand all that. But we're going to find a way to do it. Now, did we always win? No. But we always got better. And after that game, win or lose, we put that game behind us because there's another game yet to play. And we went to war. And I'm telling you here today, are you guys looking at me? We're more than enough. We're more than enough. And some of you out there, and the ones who showed up on Saturday, you've already reporting for duty, Coach, reporting for duty. But you know what the problem is? You don't think you're good enough. You said, I'm just a farmer. Hey, I'm just a retired teacher. I'm just an old factory worker. I just lay concrete. I need to find some educated guy to lead this battle. We need to go out and find some there's got to be somebody better than me. I'm good at support. I can support him, but I... And I shared with the guys on Sunday morning that Sky High, the ministry center that we're developing, we are developing that ministry center because men who have skills have come and plugged in.
Boom.
Somebody out there say amen. See, I don't ever get up in the morning. I don't ever get up in the morning and say, I need more bulldozer drivers. I don't ever do that. I just say, Lord, send me a bulldozer driver. And a bulldozer driver comes, right? Hey, Lord, huh? Hey, Lord, somebody, send me somebody who can cut trees. And the guy shows up with a chainsaw. Why? Because God has gifted each and every one of you for this battle. And we keep looking around thinking we're not good enough. And you are. And we are. We are good enough.
Boom.
And the two men with the Lord in their midst is a majority. And we don't understand that. Now, I'm going to go to a break here in a second. When I come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to go raw, folks. I'm going to let you hear from some of these warriors that are part of Coach Dave Live every morning at 7 o'clock. And they're butchers and they're bakers and they're candlestick makers. And we're gonna make a difference for the cause of Christ. Because if it's going to be, it ain't going to happen in the halls of Washington, D.C. It ain't going to happen in the seminaries. And it probably ain't going to happen in your pulpit. We have not yet begun to fight. We have met the enemy, and it is us. We'll be right back on the other side.
Join us on Brighton Radio, the Jim Price Show, their evenings. Make sure and join me for the daily update as I talk to you about the day's events and things we can do to make the world a better place and make sure that the world is what we want to be in the future. So join us on Brighton Radio, the Jim Price Show. Thank you so much.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
Here we grow again. Brighton is expanding with our new daily live stream in Espanol. Anchored by hosts like Fior Hernandez, a former Telemundo and Fox reporter, Brighton TV in Espanol is bringing over a dozen new hosts and shows to the Spanish speakers of the world who are seeking out the truth on everything. To watch, go to Brighton.com, click on the Espanol live stream, and prepare to hear the truth in a whole new language. Brighton TV in Espanol.
So, all right, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. So whoever's been lying to you and telling you that you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, you're not smart enough, and the reality of it is, you go to your church. I love you all, so I'm going to tell you the truth. You go to your church, and your pastor never asks you to do anything except sit down and shut up. Oh, he may ask you to be an usher. Will you help park the cars? Will somebody do children's church? But other than that, your pastor tells you every Sunday morning how much God wants you to be blessed and do everything, and you just got to sit down and trust and believe in him, and all these blessings are going to overflow you. And the reality is, you look out, say you leave church, you get in your car driving home, and you look at your wife and you say, that dude's nuts. Things are getting gone to hell. But you keep going back because Christians, it's what Christians do. Keep going back. And I've become convinced that if we're ever going to win this, we have to quit calling our politicians and start troubling our pastors. If we don't get the Gideons to lead the army, we ain't ever going to win. I can promise you this. The Lord don't want no double-minded man. Double-minded man's unstable in all of his ways. Can you tell me how you can fight for the future of America and at the same time believe you're about to be raptured out of here? You're double-minded. You're double-hearted. Let's bring in some of these wonderful people who are, in fact, Gideon's army. And those of you at Brighteon who are really watching this give and take here for the first time, I want you to know something. These guys are just like you. They're just common folk. They're just common folk. And this group of guys that we have in here, we've taken them to Hillary's house. We've taken them to the Georgia Guidestones. We've gone to Bill Barr's house. We've gone to the Serpent. We've gone a lot of places. We've staked properties. We've shown up and we've protested. See, I hate that word. We've proclaimed the gospel at a lot of different places. These are just moms and pops just like you. And if your heart is burning right now, that you're sick and tired of religiosity, religious Christianity, feel good, Jesus loves you, brother, while they're eating your children alive in government schools, while the government's forcing you to close your business and you're losing your business, while everything around you is falling apart. The only answer your pastor has is hang on there, brother. We're going to be raptured out of here real soon. Well, I pray I am. But I don't pray. I don't count on that happening. Come on in, Paul.
Morning, Coach. 3%.
Paul's in Maine. Paul's in the state of Maine. Go ahead, Paul.
Anyway, I'm a doc here. I'm one of the humiliated docs that was exalted, and the exalted will be humbled, and the humble will be exalted. Anyway, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, Coach, but you know, I have to tell you, it's unbelievable. I said this from the beginning. You have some great people in here. Do not talk. One of them I talked to, he's a member of my health ministry that you helped me create. And he said that all Coach has to do is have them together and take 12 of you people and send them out into the country. And you've done that in spades, Coach. You've done that in spades. I don't know if you know this. I wish you could speak to this man. It's all about faith. He doesn't like to talk. And he is a medical miracle because of his faith. I can't say his name, obviously, but I wish he would talk. He is absolutely amazing, Coach.
Amen, Paul. Hey, listen, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, folks who are watching us for this time, Myra always prays us in. I didn't give her a chance to do it, but I'm going to let her do it now. Myra, go ahead and pray us in. Then Julie, get ready, and then Bernie, get ready, and we're going to run down the list here. Let's go, Myra.
Yes. Good morning, Harold. The reading today will be from Nehemiah 4 through 7.
Nehemiah 4:4-7.
It is written, hear, O our God, for we are despised and turn their reproach upon their own head and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And Amen. Cover not their iniquity and let not their sin be brought out for from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall.
Amen.
All the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sabaliah, Tobiah, Arabians, and Ammonites, and Ashbodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the bridges began to be stopped, they were very rough. Holy Spirit, you're welcome to Coach Dave Haddo, and we open our hearts to you. I release the anointing that destroys the power of evil in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Myra. So stay right there. But it came to pass when the Bushes and the Cheneys and the Romneys and all those Democrats, when they found out what God was getting ready to do, they were wroth.
Boom.
Folks, those politicians hate you. Come on in, Julie.
Good morning. Great show. You know, God uses the least of these. Like you said, he's not going to use the higher ups. He's going to use people that are just everyday people that, you know, he's going to show himself through them.
Here I am, Lord. Send me. Here I am, Lord. Send me. He didn't say, here I am, Lord. Give me 15 guys to go with me. He says, here I am. Send me. Come on in, Bernie. Then Joseph.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Yeah, I just want to remind you, what you're saying was so right on about having to get up there. But I always say, you have to ask, well, what's in your hand? You know, that's what, you know, Moses is like, well, how can I go do this? And the Lord's like, what's in your hand? He has a rod. And God's like, well, we'll use that. You know, you had Elijah and they had the widow. And he says, well, what do you have? She has just a little bit of oil and flour. We're going to use that. You know, the disciples.
So Bernie, when he said, what's in your hand? He said, what's your gift? What's your gift? Yeah, Take your gift and use it. And exactly. Look, guys, again, we don't need a stadium full. We know guys who are trained in righteousness who know how to wield that sword of. Oh, this is so simple. Joseph, come on in.
What Coach did this weekend was part of Gideon's. I ask every one of you to purchase Art of War. Because when this kicks off, this is the early warning here. When this kicks off here, demographics is going to be the biggest key. Whoever you have in your area is what you're going to have. Because they're going to take our supplies out like they're doing with the gas right now.
Joe, we're a week later in this age of instant communication. I go on Facebook and I look for cough syrup. Before I go on Facebook, I Google cough medicine. And I Google cough medicine and it shows me some okay. And then I go to Facebook and what pops up? Cough medicine ads. In this day of instant communication, 7 days later, we don't know who voted, how people voted. We're dumb. We're not this dumb. Come on in, Clay.
I agree with that Gideon's Army philosophy. You go to a local church near me, you'll find some men that you might can count on if you need a hamburger cooked or somebody's piece of furniture moved to somebody's house. But if you want somebody to go to January 6th or an abortion clinic or Joe Biden's house or Bill Barr's house or that, you gotta go to our huddles. And then those men you can trust to stand with them, and they're not going to turn their tail and run. They're also not going to be afraid to put some boots on, some gloves on, and go out and dig some holes and trenches if needed to get that pond ready. And that's the kind of men you can count on, because if you get on the battlefield and people start getting scared and people start running their mouth at each other saying, hey, they might come over here and arrest us, or they may come over here and do this or do that. You need to be standing with bold people that says, I'm willing to suffer. I'm willing to be uncomfortable, and I'll stand with you, brother. And that's
and
who
not
we
only
got
that, Clay,
on this team.
Not only that, Clay, it ain't about you. It ain't about the position you get to play and how many touchdowns you get to score and how many tackles you get to make. Dude, it's how many guys you knock down, how many blocks that you make for the guy who's carrying the ball will be able to move it, see? And, folks, look, we're looking for great tailbacks when we need good offensive linemen. And a lot of you guys are offensive linemen who've been laboring in obscurity. Your own pastor didn't even recognize your skill set. Your own pastor didn't realize what a great player you were because he wasn't interested in playing a game. He was interested in entertaining a crowd. Oh, somebody say amen. Oh, just say amen. Come on in, Brett.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on in, Brett.
Hey, Coach, it's an honor to be on your coaching tree. And so many of us flew in, we drove from a long way to come in because you asked us to gather. And you created a play, and we're running plays. And I believe by faith that everybody listening to this call on Brighty on TV, share it with everybody. CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. Join us every weekday, 7 a.m.
You're part of the team. You are Gideon's Army. Dave up there in Michigan. Come on in, Dave.
Let me give you a picture of what happened over the weekend. Friday morning, Coach said, let's go out to breakfast. He didn't take us to Applebee's, but he took us to the local bar. I was shocked that bar even served breakfast. But anyway, so here we walk in this bar. Johnny from Mississippi's got a white van with a message about Jesus and about 12-foot high letters on it. He parks it right out in front of the bar. We walked in there, looked like a cast of rejects from Duck Dynasty, right? And we walked in there, and those guys sitting up at the bar, they all put the beer down they were having for breakfast. They look, what in the world's going on? A bunch of guys with crosses on their hats. But guess what? Coach went in there, put a little salt and light in the dark place. And when we left there, the lady behind the bar was, guess what? She was wearing a Coach Dave hat.
She was wearing a cross hat when we left. Tendon bar wearing a cross hat. What a pit, Dave. I forgot about that, huh? That was the salt of the earth. And can I tell you what? Here's the truth. Those guys sitting in the bar, they wanted to love the Lord. But nobody had really explained it to them. And they just saw it as rules and regulations and sins, and they were a sinner. And why would God ever want them? And so God would never want them. Well, they just resist God and resist everything about it. But when we walked in with the cross hat on, the atmosphere changed. Why did the atmosphere change? Because we're the salt of the earth.
Amen.
Stephen, come on in. You have to unmute yourself, Steve.
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to say I just found out about you guys this morning. I was listening to Mike Adams in the interview he did with you. And I wanted to say this. I've been in this battle for over 43 years as a Christian, one saved by the grace of God and Jesus Christ. And you see what just happened a week ago, the election steal again, just like in 2020. But I want to say this. You know, you look at all these evil people that have taken over here in America, and the big question nobody's asking is why? And I have to go back to this. Psalm 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all Amen. The nations that forget God. Amen. So what I want to say is this. The reason I said this to people years ago, God is going to unleash Satan on America. Why are all these evil people still in power? Why have the Clintons not been brought to justice, the Obamas, the Bidens, the Bushes, etc.? I'm going to tell you why. Because just like in the days of Jeremiah, where he was warning God's people, you need to repent. You are committing adultery on God. You're living in sin. You are turned to idols from the living God. And so God is going to send your enemies against you to take you over, because you have made me your enemy by living as my enemy. And I want to say it is the same thing today. You see, the reason that all these evil people are now in control, it's not because of the globalist agenda. It is because those that call themselves Christians, first of all, don't even use the Bible. Secondly, have turned the worship of God into entertainment. And thirdly, have not kept the main thing, which is that they don't want to make Jesus the issue and preach the gospel like the apostles did.
Amen.
And I want to say this. When Jesus came, those men that he chose out, they still had it wrong. Because you look, when he was getting ready to ascend to heaven, they said, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus did not come to overthrow Caesar, who was the tyrant and playing God. Jesus came to overthrow the rebel in every man's heart and to establish his kingdom in men's hearts. And until
Stephen,
Yes.
You found your tribe. You found your tribe. I got to move on. Bless you, brother. Bless. Do me a favor real quick, Spencer. Pull up for me Luke 22. I gave it to you there, brother. Luke 22, 20 through 34. Because, folks, I want to show you something. And this is what I spoke about Sunday at the Sunday morning service. We had a little gathering Sunday morning. And Jesus and his disciples, they had just completed the first communion. They had just taken the communion. And Jesus said to them, likewise, verse 20, as also after the cup, saying, this cup is the New Testament. And then he said, look, right after they all took communion, but behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. They had just taken communion. And Jesus said, one of you dudes about to betray me. Huh? Now look what happens. And they began to inquire among themselves. Me? Who, me? I would. Who did that? Is it Bobby? Is it Clay? Is it Randy? Who is it? And they began to inquire among themselves. And there was a, here, look, watch. 24. And there also arose an argument, a strife among them, of which one of them is going to be the next guy as boss. Do you see it? Strife arose among them, but who would be accounted the greatest? Oh, Jesus is going to get betrayed? Who's next in line? It's me. Me, I've done this and I've done that. Jesus heard it, man, and he got mad. He says, listen, dudes, verse 25, the kings of the Gentiles, the Republicans and the Democrats exercise lordship over us, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. In other words, Nancy Pelosi's in the job for what Nancy could get out of it. Mitt Romney's in the job for what Mitt can get out of it. And Jesus is saying to the disciples, oh, you're in this just for what you can get out of it? Huh? Is that what it is? Just what you can get out of it? He said, we ain't like that, boys and girls. You can continue reading. He said, that ain't like that. We're servants, man. We lay down our lives. That's what we do. We're not, if you think you're a part of this so you can get some of the girls or you can be seen as important in your community, dude, you got the wrong attitude. Get out of here. And then he said to him, I've already appointed all of you a kingdom. And my father's house, you already got a kingdom. Will you guys stop it? Will you stop acting like this? Stay with me. He says, verse 28, you are those which have stayed with me in my temptation. Scroll down, Spence. And I appoint unto you a kingdom that you may eat and drink. And then watch what happens. And then, verse 31, he turns to Pete, a loud mouth. He says, hey, Pete, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you, Peter, that your faith not fail you. And when you are converted, strengthen your brothers. Hang on. Peter's not all in. Jesus calls him out. He says, and Pete, when you go all in, strengthen your brothers. And Pete says, are you kidding me? All in, dude. Have you been watching me? I went to Hillary's house. I went to Biden's house. Me? Jesus said, Peter, I'm going to tell you something, dude. Before that rooster crows, before that FBI, when that FBI agent shows up at your house, oh, you're going to run scared, dude. You're going to run scared. But he said, when you get converted, when after you deny that you even know me, when you're converted, when you go all in, and you're going to go all in, Peter, because I'm praying for you. When you go all in, you go strengthen. You go get those boys. You go get your buddies. And Peter did that. Peter did that. And the reality of it is, why we're having so much trouble in our churches? Guys aren't all in. They're born again, but not all in.
Amen.
They're born again, but not converted. They're born again, but they're benefactors. They're born again, they love Christianity because there's benefits to it for Christianity. Jesus said, lay down your life, dude. This ain't about what you're going to get out of this thing. This is what you're going to give to advance the kingdom of God. And there are many of you watching us right now. You ain't all in. That's why Gideon, that was the message of God to Gideon. Get rid of some of them boys. Get rid of some of them Republicans. Quit counting on those conservative Republicans. No, you can't count on them. Clay, come on. Got just a couple minutes here, Clay. Talk fast.
Well, I just want to say that this another thing this team did, and you did, Coach, was Pastor Bill Dunphy, a real pastor, that stood up on January 6th to do something about what's going on in this country. The Salt and Light Brigade raised thousands of dollars this weekend to help with him in his legal battle. And he's got
40 people. The 40 people in that room raised $8,000 for Pastor Bill Dunphy right there that day.
And he's got an indictment hearing this, you know, sometime around Christmas, and people need to be praying, and people need to be doing
it. Hey, Clay, you know what? Hey, Clay. Hey, Clay. He didn't drink the water like this. He drank the water like this. Jeff, quickly.
Amen. Coach, real quick. With Pastor Bill as our leader, he's just always looking for the Gideon army. That's it. So 14 months at the strip club. Now we've just done 14 months of school board meetings. That's where he leads us. That's the man.
The pastor is supposed to lead them out. Look, we're about out of time here, folks. Listen, thank you for letting me do it like this, because what I wanted to get out of me, I'm just getting started, but I wanted what I had to get out of me. I couldn't do it twice. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. Say, hey, coach, I want in. But hey, look, we ain't looking for cheerleaders. Not looking for any cheerleaders. We're looking for those who are going to stand up and fight and help us push back against the forces of darkness, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We've not yet begun the fight. We've met the enemy, and it is us. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Amen.